From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, July 3rd. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Congressman Eric Sorensen says he's furious over cuts to Medicaid and food assistance included in the current reconciliation bill. The Democrat, who represents parts of central and northern Illinois, says the bill would put a dozen nursing homes in his district at risk of closing.
It means that there's going to be more and more parents and grandparents that have to move back home with their kids and their grandkids. People have to understand that. And that won't help the economy when we take people out of work, because now they're going to be taking care of an elderly person.
Sorensen called on Republican Congressman Darren LaHood of Peoria to, quote, look inside his soul and consider his legacy before casting a vote. LaHood voted for an earlier version of the bill. Champaign County employees intend to strike over stalled contract negotiations. As IPM's Arjun Tucker reports, the union workers sent officials a notice of their intent earlier this week.
Members with a local chapter of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees say the county isn't doing enough to increase wages or reduce health insurance costs. A union spokesperson says under state law, the group can now call a strike as soon as next Tuesday. In a statement, Champaign County Executive Steve Summers says administrators and the union are meeting with the mediator and have seen, quote, productive movement on both sides. He said the county is committed to negotiating for, quote, a fair and equitable agreement. The union says a work stoppage would bring Champaign County operations to a halt, including for highway maintenance, the courthouse, and animal control. Employees have been without a contract since the end of last year. I'm Arjun Tucker, IPM News.
Illinois' top attorney is once again joining a lawsuit against the Trump administration. This time, it's over the sharing of Medicaid data. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Kwame Raoul and 19 other attorneys general are trying to stop federal immigration agents from using that data to target enrollees without legal status. Raoul says the data transfer is not only illegal, but will have a chilling effect on non-citizens trying to enroll in state health care programs. Last month, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services shared states' Medicaid data with Homeland Security. They claimed that was to ensure Medicaid's being used for people lawfully entitled to receive them. Raoul's office says they have not heard back from the federal government confirming the data transfer, its scope, or purpose. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The village government in Pope Leo XIV's hometown is poised to acquire his childhood home. Board members in suburban Dalton, outside Chicago, voted unanimously on Tuesday to purchase the property. They hope it will breathe new life into a village saddled with financial woes. Since the former Cardinal Robert Prevost was elected Pope in May, his childhood home has drawn visitors from across the country. Many people are treating the small two-story house as a pilgrimage site. Dalton Mayor Jason House called purchasing Pope Leo's former home a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 91 degrees and a west wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 70 degrees, a south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 93 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 71 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 94 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, it's well known global warming is changing our environment and our weather, but what's it doing to us? That's the question neuroscientist Clayton Page Aldern set out to answer in his book, The Weight of Nature, How a Changing Climate Changes Our Brains. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield.
From
From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, July 3rd, The Farms, intuitive yoga and journaling kicks off in the meadow at the Allerton Park and Retreat Center in Monticello. This is from 5 to 6:30 p.m. and will be every Thursday through July 31st. For information on tickets and more, visit allerton.illinois.edu.
Also July 3rd, Rantoul's annual 4th of July fireworks are back at the Rantoul Airport. Fireworks kick off at 9 p.m. There's a parade that kicks off the following morning, July 4th at 10 a.m. The route will start on Maplewood Drive and will end at Wabash Park.
And on Thursday, July 3rd, Terminus Victor is performing at Audio Feed at the Champaign County Fairgrounds in Urbana. Terminus Victor will perform at 9 p.m. Audio Feed is a music and art festival that runs July 3rd through July 6th.
Friday, July 4th, Champaign County's Freedom Celebration in Champaign kicks off. The parade begins at 4:30 p.m., followed by musical entertainment, children's activities, and more at 6 p.m. Then the grand fireworks kick off at 9 p.m. For more information, head to July4th.net.
And on Saturday, July 5th, the Georgetown Fair opens. You can enjoy barrel racing, livestock shows, the Demolition Derby, and live music with Logan Kirby. The Georgetown Fair runs through July 12th. For a full schedule of events, visit georgetownfair.org.
Also Saturday, July 5th, the Sandlot Experience at the Virginia Theater in Champaign starts from 12 p.m. to 5:30. It is part of the News Gazette film series with support from DBAT in Champaign. From 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., you can enjoy street activities, including pitching targets, baseball card giveaways, surprise special guests, and more.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crash!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
The Great Bambino!
The Sandlot movie starts inside of the Virginia just after 2 p.m.
And on Saturday, July 5th, Disney's Dare to Dream Jr. is at the historic Fisher Theater in Danville. This starts at 7 p.m. There is also a performance on Sunday the 6th at 2 p.m. This is a musical review celebrating 100 years of Disney through songs.
When you wish upon a star, make
Disney's Dare to Dream Jr. will be performed by local youth who are part of Spotlight Performing Arts. For more information, visit fishertheater.com.
Then Sunday, July 6th, Fisher Community Fair opens with a horse show and hog show on Sunday and even more events throughout the week. This event runs through July 12th. For a full schedule of events, visit fisherfair.com.
And on Sunday, July 6th, immerse a yoga experience with sound and self-reflection at the Lake House in Crystal Lake Park in Urbana from 3 to 5 p.m. Join yoga instructor Vivian Velasquez in nurturing the mind and body. This is for ages 15 and up. Registration is required. For more information, visit urbanaparks.org. And for more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Eric Stock, Arjun Tucker, Mawa Iqbal, Christine Fernando, Kimberly Schofield, and Patricia Bradford. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.